Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion, equity in our great community. Today, we welcome Anthony Queen, a parent liaison, fatherhood engagement specialist with the Great Start Collaborative of Kent County. So good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning.
Appreciate Glad to be here. Yes. Our WGVU Grants Manager, Steve Chappell, a weekly segment that is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Hello to you. Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year, Shelley, and to our listeners. I'd like to talk a little bit about the grant that we are administering, a multi-year grant from W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their umbrella of racial equity and children and families of color. And we are doing two things. We are producing on-air content through reporting. We have an inclusion reporter. We're also training 8 individuals of color that have ties to areas of population that they're interested in reaching and need to reach, and we're training them on media skills and civic engagement so then they can produce content from their perspective of issues critical to our community that represent the over 35% population of color. So it's great that we have Anthony Queen here, parent engagement specialist, to talk about those
great
issues.
Let me just ask the first question, which is, tell me about Great Start Collaborative of Kent County, Anthony.
Okay. Well, what we do is we work with parents to help them gain knowledge and skills to become leaders in their families and in their community mm-hmm. for the benefit of the community. Mm-hmm. We know that there's such disparities all over the place. So if we can work with parents to get them to open up their eyes and see what's going on, mm-hmm. then we can – it just can't be those who do the work. It has to be the families who are included in the work.
Yes, Steve.
Well, Anthony, there's one statistic I would like to share with our listeners. We talked about it before we got on air here. It's through the W.K. Kellogg Foundation's well-received study called The Business Case for Racial Equity in mm-hmm. West Michigan in conjunction with the Alterum Institute. And there's one statistic, a sobering statistic, and maybe surprising to some individuals, and that statement is, unfortunately, the average child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poorer health, lower educational attainment, fewer employment opportunities, and greater involvement with the criminal justice system than the average white child. To me, that's a devastatingly sad and unacceptable statistic, and I know it has a lot of reasons, but how does a statement like that drive your work in how you approach it? Why are children of color more likely to experience engagement with the criminal justice system?
I feel like a lot of times they've had an adverse or even trauma when they were young, and it has something to do with school, whether it be teachers, kids, whomever it might be, and it gets ingrained in them that they start hating to go to school. And once that happens, it's hard to break that. And so they go on through life with, like, almost a strike against them. And it feels like when I'm out there talking to families, they always just want to – they don't feel like they're really included in the school system. And I think that's where it starts. If you can catch it early and open up parents' eyes to what's going on and get some feedback from them and include that in when these agencies are trying to help them, then we can tackle that problem.
So what specifically do you do to advocate for students of color as a parent engagement specialist?
I try to make sure that they're included, that they're not just... What parents really hate is when the person wants to come and diagnose the problem, tell them how they're going to fix it, and then how happy they're going to be once they fix it. And that's not how it works. You got to have the parents, there's got to be equity on both sides. And the parent, and I try to get parents to, one, get involved. And what I do is, especially with dads, everybody always thinks it's a mother thing as far as education, and early childhood. And what I do is I get African-American fathers, African-American males to see that it's not just a mom thing, it's a parent thing.
So do you actually go into schools, meet with teachers, or do you go to homes and meet with parents, or a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. I'm on the school advisory board, and so it's nice to have someone of color at the table. Because a lot of times all these decisions are made up there in the sky rise. And once it hits the ground, it doesn't work. And so what I try to make sure is that they get a little ROI, a little return on their investment. And that's what they like and that's what they want. Because if you keep putting money into if you keep doing things the same way, it's like kind of insanity. You do the same thing, expecting different results.
Can you share both a success story advocating for a young African-American youth in school, for example, and maybe something that didn't work out and why?
Well, one of the things we know is that African-American kids are treated differently than the Caucasian kids. And what happened, I'll give you a personal example with my son. He got disciplined for something that happened at school, and it just didn't sound like my son. And so when I talked to him and got the full story, I went the next day and spoke with his teacher, and she just seen one part of it. And she was ready to discipline him when the white kid was just going to walk away, like nothing was going to happen to him.
Was she Caucasian?
Yes. Yeah. And once I got involved and found out the whole story, then I went and spoke to her, and it wasn't nothing like I took it like personal. I was just like, you need to get the whole story first before you just discipline my son. And it worked out in the end, but a lot of times African-Americans, they're so busy with so many other things that they don't have a chance to get involved.
Yes, talking about, what's happening in our own backyard, especially when it comes to advancing inclusion and equity in our community. Anthony Queen, a parent liaison and fatherhood engagement specialist with our Great Start Collaborative of Kent County. Do you invite others to the table?
We regularly have a monthly Great Start Parent Coalition meeting. And at those coalition meetings, and it's right here in CRC Church at 651 Franklin Street, we have over 100 people all together that are included in the neighborhood, and they feel like their voices are getting heard, and we're trying to teach them and give them resources. So this generational about how African-Americans are treated, especially in the school system, we can break that.
What's this Dad's Cafe that you had? Yeah.
What that is we meet with dads, and we just talk about what it is to be a father, things that they might not want to say to their wives or their girlfriends, and it's just dads getting together, and we just go over the five protective factors, and we try to make sure that, like I said, we just want to get dads included. We want them to know that it's just not a female or a mom thing or a girlfriend thing. It's a parent thing.
What are those protective factors?
I don't have them all. Resilience, relationships, knowledge, support, and communication.
Okay. Anthony, I think every one of us, regardless of our ethnicity, demographics, culture, at one time or another, feel insecure, feel like we are not empowered to tackle a particular problem. Maybe we don't have health insurance. Maybe we don't have the self-esteem or tools to go into a school and talk with teachers. We don't feel empowered to do that. So I'm looking at the Parent Coalition through Great Start Collaborative, and one of the things it says under what we do is that we work with parents to equip them with knowledge and skills to be leaders in their families and our community. So do you empower parents that may not be feeling good about a situation or that are facing problems to tackle some of those issues in a successful, self-confident way?
Yeah, as I just mentioned, at some of our meetings, we bring in speakers who tackle different issues, and we want to equip them with, you just can't go to a school and just yell and yell back and forth and nothing is being accomplished. You have to know, a lot of times you have to know how to present yourself, how to present the problem. You just can't go in like you're on the street corner and just want to just yell, nothing is getting done. You know, it always goes just straight to racism. It's racism. Sometimes you got to go to the underlying issues. And that's what we teach our parents.
And I think as the Kellogg Report, W.K. Kellogg Foundation and Alterum Institute, their business case for racial equity, mm-hmm. as it points out very convincingly, when as a community, Grand Rapids, we take care of and watch after all of our citizens, white or people of color, it benefits the community
right.
economically, with social programs and so forth. That's just apart from the humanity side of it. So how successful has this program been to date? What can we envision for 2019 as far as the parent advocacy part?
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple minutes left, yes.
Okay. What you can expect is to see more parents and more people of color getting involved in every aspect of raising their child in early childhood. We want to equip parents where they know what's going on. I spoke to a few parents and they didn't even know that they had the third grade reading test before their kids can go on to fourth grade, and they didn't even know about it. And I even spoke to a few teachers who didn't know about it. So that's one of the things that like should be out there anywhere and everywhere. And one of the other things we do to equip that is we do the Success Starts Early. And that's just the basics. It's called basics, the five basics, and that's love, talk, count, play, and read. And instead of telling your child just to go get the ball, we might be more descriptive and build up the vocabulary. So we might go say, get the red ball with the blue stripe over there in the right corner. And so you're increasing their vocabulary just doing something that you do every day.
Great. How do we find out more about the Great Start Collaborative of Kent County, Anthony?
You can go to the website. It's www.greatstartkent.org.
Keep that energy up. We need you.
Thank you.
Anthony Queen, appreciate you. Apparent liaison and fatherhood engagement specialist. Steve Chappell.
I want to invite all of our listeners that have missed any part of this interview to go to the WGBU Radio News page under Mutually Inclusive a little later this afternoon, and they can hear this interview in its entirety with Anthony Queen and others. And Anthony, I hope you come back because we need to drill down on some of these issues.
I would love to.
Thank you both. Take care.